Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the well-traveled and always fresh bassist and composer Kyle Eastwood, that was the 2011 tune Soul Captain off the CD Songs from the Chateau. So in the 17 years since his first album as a leader, he has forged a dynamic musical path. His artistry is eclectic, yet refined, and transcends the boundaries of jazz by exploring a very wide range of musical influences. You can hear the evolution in his sound. He is the son of a jazz lover and a Hollywood heavyweight, Clint Eastwood. His life has been full of good music, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Kyle talked about those very early years of jazz.
I always liked it. I mean, I grew up also listening to a lot of other kinds of music, you know, and I mean, growing up as a kid in the 70s and 80s, there was a lot of, you know, popular music and stuff that I was listening to. But my earliest sort of memories of music are of jazz, you know, and certain records that I hear, and they bring me back my, you know, childhood and stuff that my parents were listening to, you know, as I was growing up. Yeah, I mean, that was sort of predominantly what they were always listening to. The playlist around the house is usually jazz.
Along with all of the solo work, he works with his dad on soundtracks, like Oscar-nominated films like Mystic River, Million Dollar Baby, and Letters from Iwo Jima. He ended up going to USC to study film and following in his dad's footsteps, but after a few years, he decided that jazz was ultimately going to be his path. And since that revelation, he has dedicated his life to that pursuit, and he's done very well at it, as you can hear it.
Isn't this about the second connection you've had to an actor or actress?
Yes.
In case of Molly.
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald.
Her dad, Bob Ringwald. I was actually thinking about that.
Yeah.
And it's great that these guys stand out on their own.
Yeah.
I think they want to. I think they want to have their own name, and he's earned it. He is as far apart from his dad as I think he can be at this point in his life.
You're talking about Kyle now.
Yeah, about Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has profiled jazz on the silver screen via KC from local man Robert Altman years ago, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to open the world of jazz up for you to dig the most. So from the 1988 film by Clint Eastwood, Bird, we give you the tune off the soundtrack, April in Paris. And as we go into this song honoring the life of Charlie Parker, have a listen to Kyle talk about what it's like to work with his dad.
I know. I mean, I've always been very happy to work on films, and it's been always been a great experience to work with my father. You know, he's good to work with. You know, he gives you, I mean, there's certain things, he has a very distinct idea of what he wants for certain scenes or certain parts of his films, and then there's other times where he gives you a lot of musical freedom, you know, creative freedom, and just says, you know, come up with something for this. Yeah, so it's a good balance in that respect, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kyle Eastwood, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz bass cat Bruce Gertz with Giant Steps off the 2007 CD, Red Handed. So he first learned to play guitar, then switched to bass guitar as a teenager, playing with local blues and rock groups. He studied music formally at the New England College of Music and then the Berklee College of Music in the 1970s. After graduating from Berklee in 76, he taught music there. He's now a professor of music at that institution. But over the years, he's worked with greats like George Garzon and Jerry Berganzi, two Boston Strong jazz cats. From bandleader Eddie Howard and his orchestra, this is the 1947 tune, I Wonder, I Wonder, I Wonder, as we do all the time down here at Signal Hole at this wonderful hour of jazz as it rolls on.
Myself alone at home, feeling blue. Thoughts keep roaming through my mind, they're all of you. I wonder if you're dancing with somebody new. I wonder, I wonder, can't help it if I wonder. No matter which side of the pillow that I'm sleeping on, my dreams of you continue through until the dawn. And after that I find the daydream crew comes on. I wonder, can't help it if I wonder you care for someone else. I see. Well then, it's quite all right with me. I'm gonna get me dressed up in my Sunday suit and find myself somebody who is twice as cute. And when you realize that you and I are through, I wonder at your blunder. I'll go out and find somebody twice as cute. When you see me, you know that I don't give a hoot. Then you'll find out that you're the one that's feeling blue. I wonder, I wonder. I wonder.
Hi, my name is Alma Micić. I'm a jazz vocalist originally from Belgrade, Serbia. I live and work in New York City. And you're listening to Live Jazz on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment you passed by. I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start with that old feeling deep in my heart. Spark of love was still There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start with that old feeling deep in my heart, with that old feeling deep in my heart, with that old feeling deep in my heart.
That was Serbian-born jazz singer Alma Micić with the 2017 tune That Old Feeling. And at the age of 16, she started performing with a local quartet at a time when jazz was making a big comeback in Belgrade, and it happened to be during those war-torn years. Jazz was a huge cradle of comfort. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about how jazz began for her.
So I would say, you know, when I hear, a John Coltrane record or Chet Baker record or Betty Carter record, I'm drawn into it immediately. It's like it's got a hold over me. Billie Holiday record, Lady in Satin, arranged by Ray Ellis. It just draws me in, and it's like a moment that I'm, you know, frozen in a way, but living to the max.
It was in 1995 she received a scholarship to the Berklee College of Music, and then in 2000 she moved to New York City, and since then she's released critically acclaimed albums, performed, and she keeps that jazz train going. So one of her earliest influences was the great Sarah Vaughan, or Sassy, and here she is with that tune, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. And as we get into this tune, listen to Alma explain.
Towards the end of primary school, I think I was like in 7th or 8th grade, I guess I heard somewhere or somebody gave me a recording of Sarah Vaughan. And I remember having a Sarah Vaughan cassette tape that had polka dots and moonbeams on, and just being like completely, mesmerized and transported into this world. I was trying to figure out, you know, what she was singing about. I couldn't figure it out. You know, what is polka dots and moonbeams?
The music started, and was I the perplexed one? I held my breath and said, may I have the next one? In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams sparkled on a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the word ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss the pug-nosed dream. When I kiss the pug-nosed dream. This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think Neon Jazz is out of this world. Thank you.
That was Prague jazz drummer Tom Hobzeck with the 2010 tune Blue off the CD Stick It Out. So his life has been involved in all kinds of jazz and all kinds of music. He's been in orchestras performing in Austria, Germany, Switzerland, and Japan, and that has led him to host a lot of tasty jazz adventures. From the man known as Stan Kenton with his jazz orchestra in tow, this is the 1958 tune Then I'll Be Tired of You. We never tired of you out there as the show moves on here on Neon Jazz.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. is Louis Hayes with Joe Dimino, Neon Jazz, People in the World. Listen to the Artform.
That was Moscow-born pianist Yelena Ekimov with her quintet. That was the 2017 song Picnic in the Oaks off the CD In the Shadow of a Cloud. So her parents noticed that she had musical talent when she started playing the piano at the age of 4, and that should be an indicator. In 1991, with her husband, she emigrated to the United States. While assimilating and surviving in a new country and raising children, she had to put her musical career on hold. During those years, she experimented with the synthesizer and MIDI sequencer in her little home studio. Then she found an ensemble of local musicians. And these days, she is at it, she's out there, and she's making it happen in earnest. From trombone cad and band leader Tommy Dorsey, joined by his orchestra, this is the 1939 tune So Many Times, as we keep time moving right along here on Neon Jazz.
This is one of the great swing orchestras, folks.
This is beautiful.
Popular of the day, one of two brothers, Tommy and Jimmy. This one, Tommy Dorsey. Hit it.
Yes.
Somebody just like you. So many times I wish that one little dream came true. For though I'm asleep or awake, I see your face. Oh, why does the dawn have to break our sweet embrace? So many times I breathe your name and sweet music starts. I only hope the same old song is in both our hearts. To hear you confess that you care has been my prayer. So many times, my darling, so many times.
Garzone talking to Joe Domino, the home of Neon Jazz, and Charlie Parker. Listen to this radio station.
That was pianist Steve Einarsson with the 2012 tune Nikki's Joy off the CD called Arrival. From jazz trumpeter Chris Rogers, we go. This is the 2016 tune 6 Degrees off the CD Voyage Home as we keep on heading home here on Neon Jazz. Thank you. Again, that was jazz trumpeter Chris Rogers with the tune 6 Degrees, and according to Kevin Bacon, that's the way all of us are. So doing the final honors on this hour of jazz is the King of Swing, Mr. Benny Goodman, with the clarinet in tow and swinging that band and following his lead. This is the 1940 tune, Dickie's Dream, or It's Lester's Dream, whatever one you want it to be. And hopefully, this was your dream. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of jazz dreams, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That would be me, and thank you, sir. This is a privilege.
Thank you. It's always an honor. Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We dig you out there in Radio Land.
Get a chance, we could use a little heat in the apartment.
That's right. You got it. We're going to get hot in here. We need some heat. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Beat that thing.
Yeah. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.